in the mirror. So many people standing there. I walk towards them into the floodlight. Distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Found my transcendence. It played a mono painted blue. You were the Piero.
Good morning, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. This is Jack. I apologize for some of the technical difficulties right at the beginning there. It's always fun getting set up on this old system, but hope you enjoyed that first song, The Narcissist by Blur, a single, and then off their new album, The Ballad of Darren. It's a song I played when it first came out. I played it on air for the first time I heard it, but I've been getting back into that album, which most of it is pretty good, you know, holds up for a band like Blur, who, even though they did release an album in 2015, you know, are far removed from kind of their initial success, but, you know, still can put out some great songs like that. For the rest of today, just got some stuff I've been listening to lately, in no real important order. So I'm going to get started here with this small band out of Australia called The Stroppies. very small actually, but I found them through the great Spotify algorithm and some great stuff. So I'm going to be starting with their song Switched On, which I was drawn to because of Stereo Lab's whole thing with that. Switched On.
Oh,
All right, that was Death and the Maiden by the Verlaines. I realize I forgot to log it here. Gonna do that right now. But definitely a set full of Dunedin sound influenced music. That's sort of a scene out of the South Island of New Zealand. I believe the Stroppies are from Australia. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, clearly still influenced by this scene from the 90s and I guess late 80s as well. The Bats and the Verlaines, big players in that. Moving on, you know, wouldn't really be a show this summer if I didn't play something related to the Go-Betweens. That's just been the way it's been going. So I've got two songs from the solo albums of Grant McLennan and Robert Forster, mostly because I finally got around to listening to Robert Forster's album from this year, which he actually recorded with a bunch of members of his family, his wife and his kids, which is really kind of cool. And, you know, the production's very good. Still, you know, able to write some great music, but it wouldn't be fair if I didn't also play a song of Grant's. So I'm going to start off with him, and this is Haven't I Been a Fool off of Watershed. I think it was the first solo album. Grant McLennan. Through the trees,
see her through the ages. She's a book of 1,000 pages that you can't thumb. Images of her are vivid. Her beauty has not withered from her entrance in chapter one. I'm in a story with her. No, I can't live without her. I can't imagine one. I know it's growing daily. Lately I see how far we've come. Memory is a servant, and I have been observant. There is a story to tell. Laughter was distorted. Wind came, plans were aborted. Love scenes are at night. I'm in a story with her. I know I can't live without her. I can't imagine one. Walking through salt and water, I see how far we've come. Time is important. Timing is more important. Without it, a story can end. Heidelberg is a German city by a river, very pretty, and it was there. The timing was our friend. Come on, I'm in a story with her. No, I can't live without her. I just can't imagine one. I know it's growing daily. Lately I see how far.
Alright, done with another set. This one kind of split. We got those first two songs by the two main songwriting members of the Go-Betweens off on their solo careers. Grant McLennan with, I believe it was, you know, a little bit of a hit when he released it in, let's see, 1991. And then, you know, Tender Years by Robert Forster came out this year. Really kind of impressive that he's still, you know, so great at writing songs, but, yeah. So, reading a PSA here, now that we're on a break, let's do this one. Numbers to think about, U.S. healthcare costs. Health spending per person in the U.S. was $12,914 in 2021, which is over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries, $6,125, is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. So every single day, it costs us as Americans more than $35 each just for medical expenses. That's more than $1.47 an hour, every hour, whether we are awake or sleeping. It's numbers to think about. Now that that's out of the way, now we can go back to listening to Britpop. So here's some more Blur. So, back here, of course, this is Super Electric by Stereolab. You just heard There's No Other Way by Blur. Actually, yeah, I think that's how I started to say. I didn't even talk about Super Furry Animals and Bader Meinhof. But we heard those before. Anyway, I do have to end the show a bit early today. I've got something to do on campus, and I figured I'd still come in to do the show beforehand, but it's a 10. So I appreciate you all listening. I had fun, and I should be back next week. Probably also a bit shorter than normal, but I hope you come back and listen again.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.